Perhaps it was fitting that on first attempt, the Purple Ribbon proved a worthy adversary for the oversized novelty scissors wielded by former state senator Joey Pendleton at last week's ceremony. Pendleton, a consultant on the project, says the site has seen multiple ceremonial beginnings over the last half decade.
We broke ground down here at this same spot. We lifted balloons off. Wasn't a groundbreaking, but lifted balloons off one time down there to just say that they're here and they're looking at coming. Nothing really definite at that time, and then we come here for the groundbreaking. And then we had some slowdowns with the state.
Pendleton says the fits and starts were a result of the project's uncommon tax increment financing with the state, which he says was a learning process for everyone involved. Now that that's out of the way, last week's ceremony was a little different than the ones that came before it. Besides the purple ribbon, the stark plot was marked by another color, the marigold of several Caterpillar machines ready to move dirt. New York City-based developer Monty Albers de Leon says his family has made a large investment in the project, but stopped short of a round number.
Sizable, I think, would be the right term right now. Right now, we're going to be focusing on phase one, of course, and as it goes on, I think it's safe to say it's a 110-acre site, and it'll be a substantial amount of economic investment into the area.
Albers de Leon, whose family has other development projects in California, Nevada, and Texas, says phase one of the project will be completed by November. The only confirmed tenant in the first phase is a 13-theater Carmike Cinemas multiplex, but restaurants and big-box retailers are currently being courted. Pendleton says when all is said and done, the project could generate as many as 800 jobs, with 300 to 400 construction jobs. Meanwhile, Pendleton says Oak Grove Village will not only keep money in Kentucky, but bring revenue into the Commonwealth.
Clarksville has built up so much, and it's not hardly anywhere else they got to go. This right here, and with our sales tax difference between Kentucky and Tennessee, would give more incentives for people to come over here and shop on the Kentucky side.
Oak Grove Mayor Dan Potter says commercial projects like Oak Grove Village are bringing Christian County's two major cities together.
Of course, it's going to fill in the interstate right here. Hopkinsville keeps coming this way and everything, and we keep trying to push that way, so it's just a matter of a little time till we connect.
Pendleton compared the convergence of Oak Grove and Hopkinsville to the relationship between New Providence and Clarksville, Tennessee. The former was annexed to the latter in the 1960s. Last year, the Tennessean reported Clarksville was named the second fastest growing city in the U.S. Also last year, Hopkinsville was named the fastest growing city in Kentucky. A confederacy with Oak Grove, through commercial projects like Oak Grove Village, could potentially catapult Hopkinsville onto the national list, or at least give Fort Campbell soldiers a reason not to cross the state line. For WKMS News, I'm John Null.